Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, no Mike Mack. Steve Thompson sitting in, but Ron Scher is here tonight. Ron, how you been?
Live Outdoors is on the air, buddy. I've been good. I've been fishing a lot.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Where are they biting?
Right in the mouth.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, I was actually,
they're jumping in the boat, aren't they?
No. Been up to Leech, but I'm here to tell you, didn't have a great day there. But Leech can vary if you don't have the wind, et cetera. It was on Woman Lake, a few walleyes there. Been doing some bass fishing in that Longville area where I have a cabin. So been scratching my itch. I'm so sorry that Maxie's not with us tonight.
Oh, because you had him lined up.
Well, I like to give him fishing quizzes once in a while to see how he's doing on his homework. I asked him, I think, a couple months ago, what do you do when your bobber goes down? And he fumbled the answer. He didn't know what that meant. So tonight I had a new question for you, Stevie, so I'll give it to you instead.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Uh-oh. Dan, help out.
Yeah, Dan, you can get in on this now.
I know what you do when the bobber goes. You set the hook.
I don't know. Maxie, he missed that one. Do you think Noah used worms when he fished off the ark?
Sure, why not?
Dan, you have a guess for that?
Well, he would have had to have saved him, right? I mean,
well, Dan's
the entire earth was covered by water. How do you get to worms?
Well, you guys are, you make this way too complicated. Of course he could not use worms for bait because he only had two.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I failed. Do you think Maxie would have got that one?
I'm not sure. He's a Hamlin man.
He might have said, who's Noah?
He might have been.
Oh, my. Oh. Well, we're going to miss him, but we have a good show tonight, Steve-O. We're going to talk about a really neat event coming up this weekend with the Minnesota Wild and Rancher Productions. We're putting on a fundraising event up at Isades. We'll talk to Jason Zucker, none other than Jason, about that. And then I'm a little paternalistic thing going here. I'm having my daughter Laura join us and talk about her new show on the Outdoor Channel called Survival Science in this area now. And then lastly, we're going to talk to a DNR conservation officer. They just ruled no live bait on Mille Lacs, but there's this question, maybe other questions, but the question I had is a dead minnow considered live bait? And I hope we can get that answer because some folks would say, well, it's not live, so we'll find out.
Well, and the governor was up there and he couldn't even fish because of all the boats circling and all the protests.
That's an excuse, the boats were too close to me, I couldn't fish. It's like saying, well, the wind was from the east. And, I don't know what happened there, I wasn't there. But he wasn't happy with that protest. But then I don't blame the protesters either. So there you go.
All right. And really good news for Mille Lacs because it is getting a lot of recognition. And good news in Mille Lacs, top bass fishery in the country. How about that?
I know. Who'd have thought it? It was only like roughly 20 years ago when a guy named Tony Capra, from the famous Capra Sporting Goods family, caught a 7-pound or almost a potential state record, a couple ounces off the state record in Mille Lacs. And by then, at that time, very few of us, including me, really had no idea that smallmouth were in there. And the DNR fisheries chief just told me a couple weeks ago the same thing. They saw a few. They had no idea they were in there, but they really boomed in the last 20 years. And But smallmouth have kind of boomed in a lot of other lakes as well. So I don't know what's going on there. But, it's Bassmaster Magazine rated it number one in the country last week.
How about that? All right, we've got a lot more coming up, including Jason Zucker from the Wild. He'll talk about that big event coming up Wild on the Water tourney in a moment here on CCO. It is live outdoors. Ron and Sharon studio tonight. Steve Thompson sitting in for Mike Max. Dan Cook, as always, our studio coordinator. And Ron, big event coming up.
It is. Ron Shira Productions are joining with the Minnesota Wild and players, coaches, and former players for a big fundraising event up at Mille Lacs at Izades. And Friday night, there's going to be a little party there. And Saturday, we're going to do some smallmouth bass fishing, have a little contest. And the guy joining me tonight, I'm sorry to say, well, maybe he's happy he won't be in my boat. I do not believe he'll be with my daughter, Laura Shira. Jason Zucker is with us. Jason, good evening.
Good evening. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good. Now, Jason, this is a fundraising event for the Minnesota Wild Foundation. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they wanted to find something that was similar to what Mike Yeo did in the past. I think Mike Yeo had a lot of fun with it, and I think all the guys really enjoyed it themselves as well. So I think they're really excited about it, and it's going to go to a great cause, and it should be a lot of fun.
Now, are you going to be up there?
I am. I'm the captain of the boat, and with my fishing experience, I'm going to be, you know, I think I'm going to be leading the way in this one.
Well, let's talk about that a second, because I kind of looked up checked you out on Google and found out a lot of things about your hockey career, your lovely bride, and all of that. But I didn't see any mention of fishing savvy.
Well, if you actually Google my name and fish, you'll see there's a really good picture that comes up. there's just one.
Really?
But it's an incredible picture, and it just shows, you know, how great I am at fishing. And, you know, I think it also shows the amount of times that I've fished in that one picture as well. So
wow.
It'll be good. It'll be great.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to more proof of that Saturday. But now Friday night, do you have any idea how many players and coaches plan to be there?
There's going to be quite a few. I don't know. I think the exact number, I'm not exactly sure, but I want to say 10 or 12. Between coaches and players, and there's also going to be some alumni and some other current NHL players as well. I know Alex Daylock will be there, Jared Spurgeon, one of our newest members, Tyler Ennis will be there, Chris Stewart, if I didn't say that already. You know, so I think there will be a good crowd. I know Bruce Boudreau is captaining one of the boats as well, so I think everyone's going to be in for a treat.
Well, I'll be. I'm assigned to the Wild coaches as bringing my boat there. If I have the head coach with me, is there something I can, you know, put a good word in for you or something like that?
Please do. I mean, I'm always looking for another
a raise.
Good word put in there. That's for sure. You know, whatever you want to tell them, as long as it's good, I'm fine with it.
All right. Well, Jason, I think
all the bad stuff.
Yeah. Friday night, there's kind of a beachside party there at Izades, and a lot of players are there, and folks can join in and sort of a meet and greet with some of the players, coaches, and former players, as I understand it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I think it'll be a good way for the so-called VIPs to be able to come in you know, meet everybody and just have a good time. I think they're going to do some sort of a cookout. And I've never been to the resort myself, but I've heard nothing but great things.
Well, it's a wonderful facility, Jason.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
South side of Mille Lacs. And then Saturday, the fishing contest, I think the weigh-in is at 2 o'clock, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think you're right. The fishing is officially done at 1 o'clock. I think we're going to go grab a bite to eat and get the weigh-in done and go from there.
I'll check. I'll be ready to accept my trophy. Just to let you know that.
Well, I didn't know if they had second place trophies or not.
Hey, that was a good one.
Oh huh? Man, we're going to save that tape.
You're on the ball tonight, or I should say on the puck tonight. How's that?
Well, I'm 2 hours behind you guys, so I'm still wide awake. I'm not falling asleep yet.
All right. Well, listen, we're looking forward to it. And the Minnesota Wild Foundation, can you name some of the projects or where some of that money goes from the foundation?
you know, they use that all over the place. They use it for various hospitals and various charity events. And they try to support as much as they can. There's not really one pinpoint thing that they try to do. We have a lot of great events that the players are participating in throughout the season, the Wild About Children event. And the list goes on and on and on, but it's always great to team up with them anytime we can, because they just have a passion for any philanthropic things throughout the community. And this is just another one of them that they're going to have a lot of fun with. And all the events that I've been to that they've gathered and put together have been great. So I'm really excited for this one as well.
Very good. Well, listen, Mille Lacs, you know, just was named number one bass lake in the country. And if you've not fished there, you're going to hopefully be in for a good time, win or lose, second place or whatever you end up at. Steve-O, I'm not even sure what a blue line is when it comes to hockey. Is there something Jason might want to tell us about the upcoming Wild season?
Well, it's amazing how quick it goes. You got to savor these summer days, because before you know it, you guys are going to be back at camp.
Yeah, exactly. I was actually just talking to my wife about that. It just seems like, you know, we had some friends in town this weekend for our daughter and their kids. And, you know, the weekend went by in a matter of hours, it seemed like. And you look down, it's already July 11th. And, you know, we've got a couple months till training camp starts from now. So it does go quick. But it's always great to spend the time with the family and try to relax as much as you can and just try to have a good time.
Are you skating right now, or are you taking a break?
I'm skating a little bit, but not a whole lot. I'll pick it up a little bit more come the middle of July and throughout August, obviously, and obviously into September in training camp. But right now I do a little bit to make sure I can stay on top of my game, but at the same time it's nothing strenuous. It's more in the gym and trying to get stronger and do those things while I can.
Yeah, and I suppose it's a real relief to be through all those moves and all of that sort of stuff, and you can settle in and know you're going to be wearing a wild sweater for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I wanted to do. That's the goal that I set forth for myself, and I just wanted to make sure that I'm helping this team any way I can, and I'm very excited that I was protected and going to be with this team for a while. And, I'm very excited about that. We have a great future ahead of us. We have a lot of great young talent, and I'm just happy to be a part of that.
All right. Well, good luck. And by the way, everybody else sounds like is fishing for second up there on Mille Lacs, including Ron.
Well, yeah. Is that true, Jason?
Yeah. Huh? It's all right. It's going to be a good time no matter what, whether you –
Let me warn you, though. You know,
it's going to be a good time.
You know, you can't use bobber and worms up there anymore because there's no live bait. So just so you know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you told me, because I was going to bring mine with.
Right.
I'm glad you told me. So I'll be leaving it at home.
Well, you might have my daughter Laura as a guide now. She's never fished the lake, so good luck there, buddy.
Oh, boy.
You know what? We might be recruiting others. so just be ready for it. You never know who's going to be in our boat.
All right.
I could have rigged this whole thing.
It better not be Seth Fighter, I can tell you that, because I talked to him the other day. He was kind of tight-lipped about where I should go, so we'll find out.
Well, I was wondering where you picked up fishing along the way, because you were born in California. You spent your early years in Vegas, and I know chasing the hockey dream, you spent some time in Michigan. When was the first time you were ever out in a boat fishing?
It was actually at the Wild Road Tour that we did. So it wasn't too long ago, and I believe I've been out fishing three times in Minnesota. One was the Wild Road Tour, and that's the picture that you'll find if you were to Google it.
We did.
One was at Mike Yo. Did you see it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice fish. Northern.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So the second time was Mike Yo's tournament, and then the third one was also Mike Yo's tournament the next year, and I actually, our team won that one. So that's just kind of the experience I'm drawing from here. So, yeah, it's not too much experience, but it should be a lot of fun.
Now you're making me nervous now, buddy, with all that experience. So.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I know. I know you're worried about it. I know you've probably only been out there once or twice this year, so just be careful.
Yeah, Ron's sweating it out, that's for sure. Now, Jason, I was wondering about this. So, you know, you've got a lot of Minnesota native teammates. You've got a lot of Canadian teammates. I mean, I suppose these guys, you know, they fish all the time in the off season.
You know, I'm sure there's a lot that do. I don't know. I know there's a few. I know Prosser likes to fish. Staylock definitely does. He's a big one. I'm trying to think. There's quite a few. I mean, a lot of them are actually from Minnesota too. So they, you know, there's that connection as well with, you know, obviously so many options there. I don't know about all the Canadians, but I'm sure, I mean, there's a ton of options there as well. So I'm sure they're out there a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, like you said, Jason, we'll have some fun up there. So good luck to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me on tonight.
All right. There he is, Jason Zucker of the Wild. And of course, he'll be a part of that Wild on the Water Bass Fishing Tournament coming up at Izades on Mille Lacs. It's going to be a good time. What I like about it is he comes out of the gate, relatively inexperienced angler, and he's talking smack, right? I mean, that's great stuff.
It is.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I find, you know, if I had skates on, I would not talk smack because, you know, I'd be lucky if I, you know, I could skate on my ankles is about what I would do. So, yeah, I mean, he hadn't been in a boat, and he's already talking smack like I'm going to get second place or something. You know?
I love it. That's good stuff.
That is good.
I have a feeling Dan's already put that in the archive. that's going to come out of hiding at some point in the future.
Very good.
Yeah, great event, though, coming up, and that thing sold out in a hurry, didn't it?
It did. It amazes me. Some folks were willing to pay a lot of money to be in a boat with one of the players, coaches, or former players, and it sold out. We got, like, I don't know, 15 or 20 boats will be in this event. And Bill Shirk on our staff, Laura Shera, and myself will be there as well. And with some more Minnesota-bound crew, and we're helping the Wild put this on, and so we're looking for a great event, and Izades is all on board there, so we're looking, like I said, looking forward to it.
And it looks like the weather's going to be good up on Mille Lacs.
Not too much wind, that's what I was hoping for.
7:29, we've got more Live Outdoors with Ron in a moment.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
No Mike Max, but Ron Shera's in tonight here on Live Outdoors. Steve Thompson trying to keep it out of the ditch.
Well, yeah, no problem now because we're going into a Shera family reunion show here at the moment.
Yeah, I'll step out of the way.
And... yeah, my daughter Laura Shera is going to join in us tonight because she and another gentleman, we'll find out his name, etc., have launched a new show on the Outdoor Channel called Survival Science. Laura, good evening.
Hello.
Tell us all about Survival Science. What's that show all about?
Well, Survival Science is all about testing the limits to what the outdoors has to offer when it comes to anything relating to survival. So from grizzly bear attacks to bad weather conditions to what happens to the human body if you happen to fall out of a tree stand. And we do all sorts of fun experiments, and then we also, of course, give tips and tricks on how to be the safest when you are in the outdoors.
Well, I have a little inside information here, Steve-O, because Laura spent weeks out in California shooting this series. But, Laura, you had, how do you demonstrate how to survive a grizzly attack?
Oh, boy, it was so fun shooting out in Los Angeles. And the reason we were in L.A., a lot of people were wondering why we were shooting for the Outdoor Channel in Los Angeles of all places. But we were using a lot of Hollywood stunt people to help us get through the experiment. So, for instance, when we were feeling the pounds per pressure of a grizzly bear bite, well, we needed some Hollywood help to create the monster jaws of a grizzly where we could actually have it crush bone, have it crush metal, and just to demonstrate how powerful the grizzly bear jaws are. And also we had stunt doubles that were used in Hollywood movies where they came on our set and we were showing the power of a grizzly bear push. So even if you were just pounced on by a grizzly bear, how far would you fly in the air and land? And so what would happen to you pounds per pressure there?
I offered to send Mike Max out there for that, Steve-O. But,
yeah. Well, we would have used a real grizzly bear then at that point. But
well, Laura, I know you dealt with lightning, things that Minnesota fishermen confront once in a while, and you did some long-range rifle shooting with the Marines, et cetera. What was your favorite experiment, so to speak?
Boy, there's a lot of favorite days on set, and all of these experiments and stories are based off a true real-life story. So we went to a lightning lab in Los Angeles, and that was based off a story of a father and son were fishing, and they both got struck by lightning. So we spent the day in the lightning lab, and we struck all sorts of things with lightning itself, including a fishing pole, which is very interesting to see what happens to a fishing pole once it's struck by lightning, but also Nick Munt is my co-host. He is also on the Outdoor Channel on the TV show The Bone Collector. He and I had the opportunity to sit in a vehicle and wait for it to be struck by a million volts of lightning. And we had no idea when it was coming. But we were just sitting there just showing people how safe it is to be in your car should you come upon a thunderstorm or a lightning storm.
Oh, very amazing. I know you could go on. You did some hypothermia experiments, et cetera. Survival Science on the Outdoor Channel. When is it airing?
It is airing tonight. And in fact, it'll be airing in about 20 minutes. So it's 8 p.m. Central on the Outdoor Channel. And tonight is a brand new episode. This has everything to do with bad weather and what happens to your body and how fast things can go downhill if you're not prepared with the appropriate gear and you get stuck in a windstorm, a rainstorm, a tornado, you name it. Nick and I had quite a day having some significant wind blown at us and water, and you get to see what happens at 8 o'clock tonight on the Outdoor Channel.
And then, but besides tonight, when does it air?
It airs every Monday night. Every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central, and I believe they do a lot of repeats throughout the week, so if you miss it, you can catch it later, but the new episode airs every Monday night.
When are you running the episode about me catching big fish all the time? Huh?
Well, I don't know if that's a survival tactic. Maybe it is.
It is if you fib about it.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, thank you, daughter Laura Shera. I'm looking forward to seeing the show myself, Survival Science with Laura Shera and Nick Munt. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Congrats, Laura. That's cool. Out in L.A. and doing all that sort of stuff. And, you know, from time to time, we do bring it up with all seriousness on this program about, and you over the years have talked about that, about being safe when you're in the outdoors.
Well, they had Laura, you know, intentionally fall off a deer stand, for example.
Yeah.
And, of course, they had her roped in, et cetera. But then they show some of the right ways to do things, but they also reflect on people who didn't do it the right way and what happened to them. The grizzly thing was interesting to me, too. She mentioned the jaws of a grizzly, but they also – apparently a grizzly can run 35 miles an hour, and so they had a – they saw –
you can't outrun them.
See if Nick Munt could run 35. You know, he got caught.
All right, quick break. We have more live outdoors. We're going to get the very latest from Mille Lacs. We'll visit with Bob Gurek, he a DNR conservation officer. It's coming up. Live Outdoors with Ron continues in a moment. It is Live Outdoors. Ron Sharon studio tonight. Mike Max is away. Steve Thompson sitting in, and we're going to go to Mille Lacs. Ron?
Yeah, up there somewhere or in that area. Joining us is DNR conservation officer Bob Gurek. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Are you up on Mille Lacs, by the way?
I am. I am actually the district supervisor for the Mille Lacs Lake District.
Well, you had a big change in the fishing regs last week. Have you found any violations of that yet?
You know, people have been pretty good about the new ban on targeting of walleye as well as the new live bait ban that we have in place right now. But there's always a few people out there that are violating. But for the most part, people are abiding by the rules.
Well, here's the question I had, and I looked up the DNR website for the definition of live bait, and it was pretty weak as far as I was concerned, but maybe I'm making it more complicated than it is. But if you're using a dead minnow or a dead night crawler, is that still considered live bait or is that dead bait?
That is considered live bait under our definition. Our signs that we have out at the public access is probably defined a little better. It basically only allows artificial baits and lures to be used during this time. So anything live, dead, frozen, or otherwise preserved that was alive at one time would be unlawful to use during this period.
Yeah, so frozen sometimes they put these little bottled minnows or salted minnows. All of that is no-go, right?
That's correct. Yeah, those would not be allowed. Any gull power baits or plastics or artificial lures that were or baits that were manufactured, they would be allowed, though.
Okay, and you could use scents on there if you wanted to. Something.
Absolutely, yeah.
And plastic or gulp, as you mentioned, that is okay.
That is okay, yes.
So can you intentionally fish for walleye, however?
No, so we can't intentionally target walleye through July 27th. And that does become a challenge for us as an enforcement agency to make sure people are doing that. But you are not allowed to intentionally target walleye during this time.
Well, you know, I'm going to be up there Thursday, Friday, and with the Minnesota Wild, we're fishing for bass. But I mean, let's say you're out and looking for deep water bass, maybe 15 to 18, 20 feet, and you're using gulp or a plastic minnow, which might be effective, or a black jig or whatever. So an officer could say, "Hey, you're fishing for walleye," and so how is that going to work?
Well, it all boils down to intent, Ron. You know, there's certainly a lot of different baits and presentations that anglers can use that would be, you know, enticing for both walleye and bass or pike and whatnot. It really boils down to we're trying to gain compliance by the angler voluntarily, and so we don't want them to intentionally target walleye. Now, that doesn't mean that if you can get a citation for incidentally catching one, if you do, certainly just release it back to the water right away, and we'll be just fine.
I'm guessing if a guy was out there in the 7 Mile Flat, where all the walleyes are living now, that might be a little suspicious, right?
It certainly would be suspicious. And, you know, first off, we want to gain the compliance from the anglers. So what we're going to do is we're going to be out there talking to them and explaining to them what they're doing and find out what their intentions are and going from there. But for the most part, the anglers in the state are good sportsmen and women, and we don't have that big of a problem with it.
So, Mille Lacs has been something to handle for enforcement as well as anglers and the public as well, and the businesses up there. So never a dull moment on Mille Lacs.
No, it's not. We just had the governor up here just a couple of days ago, and he was promoting bass fishing up here on the lake. And, you know, there's still a lot of good opportunities out there for the anglers as well as people coming up to enjoy the recreating on Mille Lacs Lake because it's a fantastic destination still and a fantastic fishery.
Still have a few more minutes here, Bob. Don't want to necessarily dwell on Mille Lacs. What else is happening in the field of enforcement? Now, I know you got some extra money from the legislature. You're going to expand DNR conservation officer ranks here down the way. I'm sure you think that's good news.
Well, it is, Ron. You know, we've been kind of in a deficit, and we haven't been to full staff or full complement since 2007. So we've been down quite a few officers, and we have a lot of vacancies to get filled. With the additional funding from the legislature, we're hoping it'll get us up to full complement. But with ongoing retirees and future retirees that we have here, we'll see where we can go. And we're very optimistic, and we're grateful to the legislature for giving us the funding for that. But we're just trying to get back up on our feet and get our stations filled so that all the different stations in the state have a conservation officer.
You know, it's too bad you don't have more Mike Maxes out there because he shoots one duck a year, Bob, so you wouldn't have to worry about him.
No, that's right. When I heard he wasn't on tonight, you know, I wasn't too worried that he's out there causing trouble.
Oh, please don't worry about it. he might try to catch a bluegill, but his son usually outfishes him. So, yeah, he's probably one of the great outdoor conservationists that you have there.
Wow.
I'm having fun because
poor
he's not
Mike.
Here. Huh?
Yeah.
Bob, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, there he is, Bob Gorecki, DNR conservation officer up in the Mille Lacs area. So
now we know what live bait is. But
yeah, if it was at one point in time alive, you can't use it.
That's right. That's a good way of putting it. But I looked up the DNR definition of what's live bait, what's this, what's that, and I go, I don't know. You know, there's going to be some guys that, hey, my minnows are dead here. Yeah. They're not alive. And anyway. Well,
another 17 days of that up on Mille Lacs.
Well, we'll see what if that does any good or not.
Yeah. The Maplewood Toyota time is 7:52. When you need a new car or truck, it's time to check out MaplewoodToyota.com first. We'll be back with Live Outdoors with Ron in a moment. Welcome back one more time, Live Outdoors with Ron Shera. Great show tonight. Once again, Wild on the Water, that big tournament coming up on Mille Lacs. Jason Zucker of the Wild was good enough to join us. And the picture didn't lie. That was a pretty nice northern.
It was.
He's got some skills.
Well, it could have been photoshopped, you know. Well, we don't know that. And he's a California boy. He's probably telling the truth, which is rare for a Minnesota fisherman, you know.
Yeah, so, there you go.
No, we're looking forward to that. And like I said, the weigh-in, I think, goes Saturday. Fish from 8 to 1 or whatever. Folks can show up at I-80s there at 1 o'clock and watch the players come in and coaches with some fish, hopefully, or at least an example of a bass. And a Friday night, there's kind of a little party there at I-80s too. Well, looking forward to that.
Yeah, weather looks like it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a great day up
Our
there.
Staff from Ron Shera Productions, Bill Shirk, Laura Shera, myself, I'm now Travis Frank. I don't know if he'll be up there or not, but enough of us will be. And so we're looking forward to that. And I got to do a little advanced scouting up there. I'll be up there Thursday.
Oh,
well, you know, I have a reputation to uphold.
Yeah, you're just not going to show up Saturday morning and see what happens.
Well, if I don't get any fish Saturday, you might say I skated away.
Oh.
How's that work?
Yeah. Well, I suppose though, Ron, in all seriousness, when you go into an event like this, you do feel a little bit of pressure.
You do feel pressure, yeah. Indeed. But you also, you know, I understand fishing. Fishing is fishing, and I have been on both ends of the deal where I've been humble like you can't believe, and there's another time where I think I'm one of the greatest guys since Al Linder, you know. But then you have those days when you're not good. So, but people who don't fish, they think every time somebody like myself or whatever goes out, they always catch fish. And, you know, we don't think about that, about Maxie, but you know, he doesn't try to be a pro angler. So, and a good thing. So,
it's kind of like you wave the magic wand and they jump in the boat. It doesn't work that way.
No, well, it
doesn't.
And
if you believe what Mike Max said, every time you go out, you barely catch a fish. So,
that's a fish story.
That's just what he says. I don't know.
He's a good storyteller. And, he doesn't know. He's not even up when I'm out there fishing. How would he know? You know. So anyway, we're looking forward to it, and you know, we're looking. We have some heat now coming, and I think that's going to be good for the bass. The bass fishing's been a little strange so far this year, and hopefully this heat will school them up a little bit. That's been my issue. You get one bass and you don't get any more. So that's fishing, though, Steve-O. That's fishing.
Yeah, for sure. It is warming up, for sure. It'll be a warm week. Good day on Mille Lacs on Saturday for that event. We've got to run. Big thanks to Ron and Sharon, all our guests. Laura Shera stopped by. Her show debuts here at 8 o'clock on Outdoor Channel. Good luck to her and that show. And, of course, Bob Gorecki from the DNR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.